Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, iPads are great for couch potatoes, and we've got some apps to help you relax.
Yeah, plus, what's next for Apple iPad conferences and apps to whet your appetite.
All that and an accordion that's not really an accordion. All
Squeeze
that
box.
And more on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Stay connected with GoToMyPC, the missing link that turns your iPad into your computer. Download the free app and visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. The promo code, iPad. And by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle the used gadgets lying around your home or office. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it. For a 5% bonus payment for your used gadgets, go to Gazelle.com. Bonus code iPad Today. And by Slingbox, which just turned your iPad into a television. Slingbox introduces their new iPad app. So now you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you take it. Check it out at Best Buy or slingbox.com/twit. That's my finger.
It's weird. It's sometimes when I'm sitting next to you, it looks like it's a normal size.
Right.
But then when it gets in front of the camera,
it's not
it's
a
larger
normal size,
than life.
Baby. It's huge.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
I won't.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to iPad Today.
Hi, everybody. That's Leo Laporte.
I am Leo Laporte. That's Sarah Lane.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
and
you
we're
for
here
remembering
to
remembering my name.
I know. I actually spent some time memorizing it. This is the show where we talk about iPad, the apps, the ecosystem, the hardware. All of that stuff. If you're an iPad user or about to be, this is a great show for you to watch.
That's very true. You know, it's kind of weird doing our iPad today because since yesterday, things are a little crazy at Apple.
A big breaking news story was it happened right to you guys right at the end
right
of TNT.
You know, we kind of thought the chat room was messing with us, or I did anyway.
Well, you should never believe it. When somebody says...
Well, sometimes they'll just say, you know, Steve Jobs flew to...
Right.
You know, they kind of try to trick you. It ended up being true.
Right.
That he had
so
stepped down.
Steve Jobs wrote a letter to the Apple board yesterday, as we record this, saying he had said all along that if he were unable to do his duties, to complete his duties as CEO, he would step down. He said, sadly, that time has come. You can read into that what you will. He is leaving as the CEO of Apple Computer. Tim Cook... he recommended Tim Cook as his successor, and in fact, the board did name Tim Cook CEO of Apple. He's the current COO and was the guy who would step in whenever Steve took his medical leave of absences. He's, from all I hear, very accomplished, very good. But Steve's the guy, the vision guy, the guy who really spearheaded
the
iPad.
Whole thing.
He started the company. So it is, without a doubt, a big loss to Apple. I'm told that the Apple campus was very... somber yesterday, as you might expect. The board did make Steve Jobs the chairman of the board, so he's not gone from Apple completely. But I got the impression from his letter that it was a farewell. He's very clear in the last sentence, you know, that I'm saying goodbye to Apple and goodbye to the most important thing in my life. And, you know, I mean, he really did. He was Apple Computer. Of course, he started it with Steve Wozniak in 1977. And spearheaded, it's funny, when you hear Woz talk about Steve Jobs, one of the things he says, no matter what it was that Woz invented, because Woz is an inventor, whether it was the blue box that they did the phone hacking with, the Apple I, the Apple II, Woz would bring it to Steve, and Steve would say, we can make a business out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve really was the business guy, the guy who could pull it together and productize it. And in fact, that's what he did every step of the way. The Apple II wasn't the first personal computer. It was just the first successful personal computer. The Macintosh, the iPod, the iPhone, and now the iPad. All of these things had been done before by other companies, but it took the vision, the creativity, and the taste of Steve Jobs to make these products what they are.
And, of course, he had the help of an amazing management team, all of whom are going to be, I don't know, shuffled around a bit. I mean, Tim Cook is succeeding him as CEO.
He's an ops guy, and I think that Tim's the guy, you know, he did what Steve did in the early days, which is make sure that the parts were there, that the manufacturing was happening, that we were getting to the dealers, all of that stuff. That's what Tim does. I don't think Tim is a guy who can say, I know what the next big product for Apple will be.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that guy is still there. Johnny Ive, the guy who designs the iPads and the iPhones.
Is he conceptual enough?
He's certainly brilliant designer.
He's got the design down.
Yeah. But what's also the case is that, and I have a feeling now in hindsight that maybe this was Steve's plan all along. He was ill when the iPad came out. He's been ill for about 5 years. Is that maybe the iPad was, I think, the product that he always wanted to do, the product, the computer for the rest of us. I think he got that iPad out, and I think he charted a course for Apple that will take them a good long way.
Right.
Do they need a new product? No, they need to continue with the iPad, continue with the iPhone, continue to make Macintosh computers. I think they've got a long time of
they've got
just
a lot
continuing.
Of work yet with the Apple TV, so I hope anyway.
The Apple TV, maybe. I think that's the kind of thing that maybe they were talking for a long time about an actual TV from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of products you might not see. Or if you do, that might stumble because without Steve's vision. But he's left us a legacy. He's not dead, of course, but he's left us a legacy.
Yeah.
I think Apple has a lot of runway with the existing products. So I don't think Apple, as we know it, will change too soon. But he will be missed. He not just at Apple, but he was a hugely important man for the industry. I mean, he's one of the two or three people who changed life with a personal computer.
Well, you know, it's funny. The outpouring that I've seen just in our community online has been to the point where people have said, listen, we're not eulogizing the guy. He has just stepped down as CEO. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But that's because there's such an emotional connection that so many people have with Apple, with his direction, his vision, that it has turned into something of it's remarkable.
Right.
It's really I've never seen anything like it.
And I think we are, in a way, eulogizing Steve because this is the end of his public life. This is the end of his life running Apple. The Steve Jobs that we know of as Steve Jobs is now becoming a private person. He'll be with his family.
Mm-hmm.
He'll work on his health. We wish him the best, of course, in long life and improved health. But it is, I believe,
health-related.
The end. Well, yeah. It's the end of the public Steve Jobs. You know, he had taken two medical leaves of absences, which implied his return. In both cases, he did return.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't think there's any door for return. I think Steve's really saying,
it's time.
I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I'm sure he doesn't want to leave, but I need to leave, and I'm sure he wants to be with his family and do what he needs to do now to improve his health and not go back to Apple. So I think there's a eulogy in the sense that it is the end. It's the end of something. Not of Steve Jobs, but the end of Steve Jobs at Apple.
Yes. Well, which is very sad. But we do have some very non-sad things to talk about because, of course, the iPad.
Thank you, Steve.
Is a wonderful
we got the iPad.
You created our show for us.
Exactly.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit last week that we wanted to highlight video source apps and even some HTML5 sources for consuming video. And this seems to be the next big trend. It's like everyone's done location. There are a lot of food apps, a lot of picture apps kind of thing. And now everyone's trying to figure out how to make watching video social. We've talked about GetGlue in the past,
right,
which how you and I connect when we both like a show and we can kind of talk about it and this and that. But then and news.me helps propagate what videos people are watching from your Twitter feed into one place so you can get that sort of information. But there's a slew of new services that are all kind of doing the same thing, but they just have different features.
This is going to explode because we've got AirPlay now, and in iOS 5 we're going to be able to AirPlay anything. So the ability to take these apps and not just watch them on the iPad, you and I sitting next together, but to put them on the big screen
TV,
that makes these really compelling.
The first one, which is called VHX. Have you heard of VHX before?
I'm a member.
I am too, and I don't know why we're not friends. That kind of concerns me.
I know why we're not friends.
Well, because we're also Twitter friends, and it's supposed to be telling me who's on VHX that's also on Twitter.
Somebody's friending me because I get VHX emails every day from people who have found me, not from you.
Well,
but my question is,
I'd like to be your VHX friend.
I haven't used it that much. I signed up for it. Let's see what it does.
So I'm actually looking at the web app of VHX. We'll start there because
that's interesting. So it's an HTML5 app.
This is my iPad app, but Chad, if you switch over to the web app, this is a more robust version of VHX, and they're really designed to work together. Here is where I can, I can manage my profile. I can, let's see if I can find I can find friends via services that I'm connected to who are also using VHX, for example. So you kind of get everything set up. See, I don't see you here. Where are you? And why don't doesn't VHX want, unless you're just using some sort of a weird...
I'm Space Cat.
You're not Space Cat. That's just their... I know what that is. That's,
you recognize that. I'm very interested.
That's the default username that they...
I'm probably Chief Twit. Let me log in and
All right. Well, that might be part of the problem. But anyway, the idea is that you figure out who else is using the service because it's just more fun when you have friends who are using the same service.
They recommend stuff? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So that's... finding friends is great. So if you were somebody who shared a lot of video via Twitter or Facebook, for
I don't
example,
use it. That's the other problem.
Right. You have to kind of use it for it to be helpful for me to be friends with you. But as you can see, Facebook, Twitter, and then your Gmail contacts are the main sources where you can figure out who your friends are. But...
Normally on the port. You should be... I'll add you
Well, that's kind of weird. I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But
they do encourage you to add this HTML5 app from Safari to your home screen.
Exactly. And it works just like an app.
So they don't really need the app.
Well,
or does the app do something completely
different? Well, it's not an app. I mean, that's what it is.
Oh,
it's,
it is always
when
HTML5.
I'm looking at this.
I
if
see.
We switch
All
over
right.
to my iPad now, this is basically a mobile version of the web app that we were just looking at on my computer. So the reason that I wanted to mention both of them is that the mobile version, I can see my dashboard. I can see my queue. You know, these are videos that I've like Kittywood Studios. This is just a hysterical video that I found that I just wanted to add in my queue to watch later.
I gotta follow Sarah Lane.
Yeah, you definitely do. But what VHX also has, which is great, is they've accumulated some popular channels. Laughing Squid, for example. Reddit,
Scott
for example.
Scott Beal. Love Scott Beal. He's
exactly.
so good.
I know.
So this is interesting because I didn't know this was a web app. I thought, oh, this is the app. This is the VHX app. It looks just like a real app.
In fact, the web app, what's kind of weird about this is it's not AirPlay enabled. So I guess
it probably can't be, right?
I guess with iOS 5, you could mirror from your iPad to your TV.
Right.
So
that's a disadvantage, though.
Yeah, it confused me a little bit as to why that wasn't something. I'm pretty sure once you start playing the YouTube video, usually you get your little AirPlay.
That's not pulling you out to YouTube, then. It's just playing it off the web.
Yeah, it's within the app.
Yeah.
The idea is...
Wait a minute. No, I've got AirPlay. Here, let me play it to the TriCast to see what happens.
Oh, good. You know what?
Yeah. Maybe you're not on the network.
Sometimes it confuses me because you have to kind of start playing
something.
So
this should be now... There it is. That's AirPlaying right to the... I don't know what I'm AirPlaying.
Hello, lady. Oh. I don't know what you're playing either.
Is this a video? Oh, St. Vincent's new album, Strange Mercy, due out in September.
You know, I always wanted to make a weird video in a creepy convenience store, and now somebody's beat me to it.
Dang it.
Thanks for nothing.
They always beat you to it.
Okay, so there is
AirPlay. That's cool.
Well, I'm really glad actually you were able to figure that out, because I would have given people bad information. Anyway, VHX.TV, I actually sent out a video this
morning.
Works
with Vimeo, too.
It does.
Yeah.
It works with a variety of channels. They've actually done a pretty good job.
So YouTube's got AirPlay, but it doesn't look like Vimeo does. So it may be that that's a feature of YouTube, not of
exactly.
VHX. Yeah.
Right. So they've got a way to go, but they have figured out how
still
to categorize
it.
Channels pretty well. So again, there's your Tumblr friends. There's
this is called the Interactive Robotic Painting Machine.
Oh, really?
Look at that.
Oh, nice.
This is another one. Look how good that quality is.
It's so good.
So you show that up on your big screen TV, people are... And this is what's cool about something like this, is you share videos with me, I can watch them on my big screen TV. Who needs... This is for people like you, cord cutters.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, is that I am constantly on the lookout now for just stuff to watch. It's like, I don't want to watch crap. That's why I canceled my cable, because
you don't
want to
watch the wacky walking cat?
Well, that doesn't sound like crap to me. That sounds like a winning situation here.
You've seen this one before.
actually, I saw a different version.
This is the same cat. It's a new one.
No, that's a different cat.
It says wacky.
The other one was gray.
It says wacky walking cat again.
That's hysterical.
Redux.
I love that. All right, so this is VHX. We could get sucked into a hole, but you can see the value, the fun of this, right?
You want to play it all the time.
And then when you like something, you can send it out to your Twitter friends. There was a video of Joseph Gordon-Levitt singing a Nirvana song this morning that I sent to Twitter, and I had a lot of people write back and go, VHX is the best.
Well, how do I add you? How do I get you?
Good question, dude. If we're both Twitter friends and we're both on VHX, we should be showing
up
at each other's.
I don't see. I see community. Let's see. Let's see if I see you in my community.
Well, it's pop. It's pop.
No, these are people who recommended stuff.
Well, but no, you know what you have to do? That's the thing.
I have to go out of the website.
Mobile app. Yeah, you have to add me on the web app because that's actually the more robust one. Anyway, that's vhx.tv.
I like this. I recommend it.
Me too. Yeah. I like it a lot. It can feel a little bit clunky, but once you get going, it's definitely fully featured. It's a really good service. And
I never connected with Facebook. I see you're supposed to connect with Facebook and Twitter. Maybe I just never connected.
Well, I guess
that's probably what happened.
Would help.
Yeah,
you'd
I
have
connect
to connect.
With you.
Oh, you didn't?
That's why
you're not showing up in my Twitter friends. Silly,
maybe that's it.
Silly goose. So the next one we want to talk about is the Boxy iPad app, which this is a couple weeks old, but we haven't actually talked about it yet because we wanted to save it for this category.
I'm a big Boxy fan. I love it. I have the Boxy box, but the Boxy software has been around a lot longer.
Exactly. And with the Boxy app, which is completely free, you can hook it up to My Media Manager, which is software that you run in your PC or your Mac, so that you can, as long as the two are on the same network, you can play videos from your PC on your iPad.
So Boxy is a port of the Xbox Media Center. There are a lot of those XBMC, Plex. Boxy is a fun one. It seems to work really well on the iPad. And so, you know, if you're a Boxy fan, you're going to definitely want to try this.
Absolutely. And this actually, no offense to VHX, because we just talked about how great it was, but Boxy's app is really...
Even better.
Well, it's just really nice looking. Sorry you see a little bit of my reflection on the iPad app here, but if, you know, we wanted to watch Lego City Zombie Defense, for example, opens really nicely. You go ahead and play... There's
look, is there AirPlay? No.
No. Well, yes.
I don't see it. Maybe
You know what? I played something from YouTube earlier, and I swear to Buddha, it was
broken.
There.
Something broken on your thing.
Something, I guess. Well, see, no, they do have this where you say, "Ooh, play on TV. Would you like to buy the Boxy box for $200 and something
yeah,
on
it's
Amazon?"
Expensive. I do have it though.
I kid you not, there was AirPlay capability when I played a different YouTube video earlier, and I'm really not sure why. It must be, I don't know, on a video-by-video case. But these are featured videos within Boxy. What I can do is I can say, I want to watch that later. I can like it, so I can, you know, sort of like a bookmark type of a thing. I can choose to share. It feels like Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr are like the default services
right. That
most of these apps don't bother.
Why create a new
connecting
one?
Past.
Right.
Well,
I mean, why?
I don't know. I mean, there are other places that I want to share stuff.
Google Plus. You know,
Plus,
that's the question of Google Plus not offering an API. As soon as they do, I'm sure that'll be the fourth
would be
button
nice.
On there.
Plus would be a great place to share a lot of the stuff. I mean, on Twitter, I tend to not share that many videos regularly because I just feel like people won't watch them. But anyway, so I've set up here on Boxy. I've got a friends area. Now, Boxy has been telling me since this morning that it's trying to find videos for my friends. So something's going on there. These are the videos that I've selected to watch later, and these are the featured videos. In my settings area, this is where I can manage my services. So I've connected to all Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr accounts. I can log out. Pretty simple. It's pretty easy to use. But it's a really nice app, and again, I think it's key for Boxy users who already like Boxy and want to support it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can just port it over one more place.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you don't have a Boxy box, don't think that you can't enjoy the Boxy app because
the Boxy app
is free.
It doesn't have to tie into the Boxy box.
No, it can. Right. It doesn't have to.
Right.
So there you go. So that's Boxy. Again, that's free as well. We've talked about ShowU in the past, but it's gotten better. In fact, I don't want to say they've pivoted, but it acts a lot different than it used to. I have to always search for apps now because I have so many.
I like ShowU.
ShowU is pretty cool. Again, this is going to remind you of Boxy and VHX. Because
by the way, this is the iPhone version, and that's a point to make. It's both iPhone and iPad.
That's true. And it started out as iPad only.
Right.
So they've now made it. It's not actually universal. There's two different versions. But I'm actually looking at my Pitchfork. Well, they don't call them channels. They call them grids. But they're basically channels. What they've also done is something similar to VHX where they've created categories. You know, they've partnered up with Reddit TV, for example, Fast Company, Pitchfork, BBC Earth, so that you get a bunch of videos.
What's Pitchfork?
Pitchfork is music.
Ah.
They're the music folks. We're one of them. They're really good. So I'm looking at my Pitchfork channel. So I go, okay, well, what about Behind the Scenes with Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy? I love him. Sorry, the creator of this video has not. Oh, you know what? Screw you, Pitchfork. That was really a tease. How about Cookie Monster?
That's not Pitchfork's problem.
No, it isn't.
That's the YouTube.
It was a Vimeo user.
I hate it when they do that. Don't privatize it. Don't you want people to see your video?
Love Jeff Tweedy.
Come on, Jeff.
Exactly. So this is coming from Mother Jones, but it was featured on Pitchfork. So it's anything that was video related that was on Pitchfork. Really not sure why my Wi-Fi is being so weird, but yours seemed to be fine. So maybe we are on different networks. But that's a secret
network for the boss.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice?
It's called the executive network.
So in addition to grids... It's like they're all doing the same thing where you connect to Facebook and Twitter, and now people, for example, Martin Sargent. Well, I don't want to click on that video because
you never know what Marty likes.
These are all, and you can see there's an icon. So that was like a Twitter icon. Some people are sharing via Facebook. I'm friends with Chris Perlow on Facebook, so this is one of his Facebook videos. But these are all videos that people are starring in.
Me on VHX. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I did?
Yeah. She says that. Sarah Lane started following you. You just didn't know it.
I followed you.
But now I'm going to follow you and show you.
You should.
I should.
Because I am going to share a lot of great things. So again, these are just videos that my friends are sharing that I probably have an interest in because I like my friends. Eddie Codell has great taste in stuff. And this is Zooey Deschanel of She and Him singing a song and playing.
I love her.
Who doesn't love her?
I love She and Him.
I know. They're cute. They're really cute.
I love the ukulele.
And of course,
that's a triple play right there.
So, and then this actually has a little bit more social features where you've got some commenting areas. Again, you can like a video, save it for later. You can send it a variety of places. You can watch later. Email the link.
Do you think there's a lot of overlap between something like this and VHX?
Totally.
I mean, it's really, you're going to share the same videos. Your friends are going to share the same videos.
Yes.
You should go, though, where your friends are going to be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who wins in this whole video battle. This seems to be the new trend where all of the companies are trying to figure out what the secret formula is.
It's all about discovery, isn't it?
It's all about discovery and kind of just starting to play something and sitting back and watching it for a while instead of having to. That's one of the things that's tough when you're used to putting on a channel and watching cable. It's like you kind of just want it to go.
So will make a playlist that you just play through all the way.
Yeah, but VHX will as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can just sort of go until you want to change something. Again, you can look at what is hot on Shoyu. You can look at what's featured on Shoyu, which might be stuff that you haven't seen before. iPhone 5 website leaked, for example. I haven't watched that video yet. And then, of course, I can just look at my friends.
Well, and that also brings up the question of what kind of content tends to be on here. Is it kind of the silly YouTube content, funny walking cats, or is it serious stuff like you just... That sounded like a tech news story.
Right.
I guess it depends on who your friends are.
Depends on who your friends are and what your interests are. I mean, if I'm going to watch BuzzFeed's...
Does it customize it to your interests after a while? Or, I mean, does it make recommendations that are appropriate to your interests?
Well, it's much more social.
It's really your friends.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not... That would almost be more of like a stumble upon model.
Right.
Where you can say thumbs up or thumbs down. Right. I don't want to see anything like this again type of a thing.
Is there anything like that?
For
that
video?
Or I guess you could put stumble upon on here.
You could.
Yeah.
You can also say on VHX, for example, when you see a video pop up, you can say, I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they'll just kind of like flush that out, you know, because it's like the worst thing about these is you see
repeats
the funny cat video
over,
and then for the next 2 weeks, you're
again.
Like, oh, it's not funny anymore.
I'm done with the Numa Numa guy. Yep.
Yeah. Watch Later is... All right. So Watch Later I have an issue with because it doesn't work. But
so much for that.
The concept, well, it doesn't work for me. I take this back.
It's working.
Watch Later just took a long time to pull video content from my Twitter.
So it's
contacts loading
it.
Yeah. So this morning I had tried to figure this out days ago and then I forgot about it. But Twitter, it just took forever to load a bunch of videos that my friends are watching. Now, here is where Watch Later is kind of cool.
Okay.
Down here on the bottom left, you see a buy 150 minutes, 5 hours left. What? So if I go ahead and click on buy.
You have to buy the time?
Then I get a dialog box that says, confirm your in-app purchase. Do you want to buy one 150 minutes for 99 cents? Now I'm saying, well, wait a second. What the heck
confused.
Is going on here? What Watch Later does that the others don't is when you save something to Watch Later.
It saves it offline?
Exactly.
So this, I could queue up stuff and then get on the plane
That's
and still
right.
watch these movies.
And
none of the other
ones
do that.
Yeah. That's right, because they would still be pulling from whatever Wi-Fi or 3G connection you're on.
But you pay for that capability.
You pay, so $1 for 150 minutes, again, on a plane, that would be a really
That's
good example.
Bad.
It's not bad.
It's a lot cheaper than the in-flight entertainment.
Yeah, but you would have to be somebody who would say, boy, I'm really getting into a situation regularly
where
I don't have an internet connection and I want to watch videos.
Well, you know who you are.
And it's the kind of videos that people are sharing online.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know who you are.
Yeah. So,
those
and
people.
You're one of those people. So
you're
like,
one of them.
I am, actually.
You are one of them.
I don't like paying for GoGo in-flight on Virgin.
Well, 10. Sometimes more than that.
Well.
Bugs the hell out of me.
$10 for a one-hour flight to Vegas.
To Vegas, right.
Come on. You're already making me pay for a drink. Brr. So this is Portal, No Escape, for example. That's that Dan Trachtenberg.
Dan did such a good job with that.
Yeah, we talked about it on TNT yesterday.
I watched it after you talked about it because I heard you say it, and I watched it. Yeah, I was so impressive.
It's beautiful.
It's a live-action trailer for a Portal movie if one were to be made.
Right.
And it's so professional.
It's kind
professional.
Of already made-ish.
Well, yeah. I mean, they'd have to continue. It's only 10 minutes. But, wow. Wow, I mean, I was blown away at the quality of that.
Yeah, so it's good. So that was something that
That's
I would
kind of
say
thing you'd find on there.
I would like to, you know, I'm rushing to get through security. I just, I don't want to deal with this right now, but I really want to watch it later.
Gives you
I'll have 10 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Watch Later is good in that sense. Again, the app is free, but if you want to watch stuff online, it's like a dollar for each 150 minutes, and they might have bigger bulks for less money. That was as far as I got. Okay, finally.
It's funny, you do really get the same videos in all of these programs. I'm looking at Show You compared to VHX, compared to that. They're all really the same titles.
I think as far as viral stuff,
you're gonna
and especially
get
stuff that's shared socially,
you're
going to get mostly the same bucket of videos that may or may not be great. But that's, you know, kind of how internet video goes. But some of the grids and channels that are getting put together can
Those
be
might
helpful.
Be valuable, like the Reddit channel on
here. Or if I said, I want to consume a bunch of like nerdy music stuff.
Right.
I'll go to the Pitchfork grid, for example, on Show You, that sort of thing.
I love the offline feature. So that's unique. That's
good. So that's Watch Later. And it's the only one that does that. What I did I already? Yeah, I did. So Yap TV is another one of these. It has more in common with Get Glue, I think, than the others. Now, this I was very excited about because I thought somehow they've figured out how to give me free cable television.
No.
Because once I... Because
you want Snooki.
I'm actually paying for Snooki.
You know.
Through iTunes.
You bought that? You bought Jersey Shore?
You bought Jersey Shore, actually.
Oh, good.
I'll
pay you
back.
Nice. No, that's all right. That's good.
Just $1 just for episode. I've only watched a few of them. They're in Italy now. It's not that good anymore.
Now, okay, go ahead.
So Yap TV, listen, I'm just being honest. Yap TV is great because when you set it up, so I downloaded the app and it was like, okay, what's your zip code? Who's your cable provider? And I was like, well, I don't have cable, but it used to be Comcast, so I'll just say Comcast. And then it lets me know what is playing.
That's the problem, is you have to log into your Comcast account.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to.
Because this actually isn't a TV watching app at all. It's a let's talk about it. So
there's no video in this one.
Right. No, it isn't. So let's say I like click on Sesame Street. Okay. So Sesame Street.
Look, you get polls.
What you have is, so this is a poll that you can create within Yap TV.
That's
These are tweets that are using the hashtag Sesame Street. So that's like.
So it is like Get Glue. You're yapping about TV.
Yeah, exactly. And then I can chat with people. Now, okay, Sesame Street, I'm not really watching that regularly. But, and some of you might think, oh my gosh, I mean, you just want to watch a show. You don't want to do all this fancy stuff. But if it was the Oscars. When I'm watching the Oscars, just for example,
I sit there on my Twitter. And
I really do want to watch all those hashtag tweets.
Heck yes,
I really, you know, it's
I feel like Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Absolutely,
exactly. And then you and I and whoever else could join into chat, and we could all watch on our TVs, but then be chatting on our iPads and creating silly polls. There's some photos that you can add to certain shows, so that's kind of fun. But I think it's really event-based. Super Bowl. That would also be like a really fun reason to watch. I think if you are like the most diehard Dr. Phil fan ever and you want to chat with your friends about every episode, then this is your app. Otherwise, I think it's better for certain situations.
Right. Now, I have to point out that the Oscars, the Super Bowl, many of these special events have their own app. The Oscars app last year was fantastic.
That's true.
It let you watch behind the scenes. Yeah. You have different screens. So keep an eye peeled when there are big events.
Right.
The World Series is coming up. Then there'll be the Super Bowl. Those will have probably, I mean, everybody's wising up to this, some form of iPad app. And I don't want to forget to mention a couple of apps that we'd mentioned before.
Right.
Sling Player, they're a sponsor, but the Sling Player is a great video app.
Absolutely.
So don't, you know, it's expensive, but it's a great app. And then I had mentioned on a previous show, I think it was an AppCap, Video Hunters, which allows you to create channels of different topics. And they have some suggested ones, and you can create your own.
That really
YouTube
helps
videos.
You curate your own.
You're self-curating.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is for a lot of people, that's what they would prefer anyway. You know, it's funny you mentioned Sling Player because somebody had sent us an email, forget his name, and he said, well, I want to watch baseball games, and I don't have MLB TV.
Well, that's what you
just
want.
Just how do I do that? And it's Sling Player. Sling Walk. Yep. Yeah, that's what you want.
And you've mentioned before the NASA app, which has NASA TV built into it. So more and more apps are having video built into them. I mean, that's kind of a standard thing.
Yeah, it's the new thing.
Yeah.
It is interesting to watch.
HBO to go,
right?
Fanhattan.
Wow, we could just keep going.
Go on.
Yeah,
and on.
So it's
but these
it's,
are all things we mentioned before. So.
It's the big new thing. We did get an email from Alex, which I think it's worth mentioning. He said, "Hey guys, it'd be great if you could compare the quality of SD, standard def,
to HD
content of videos in iTunes. Is the extra dollar worth it? That'd be really useful for many of us. Now, if you're sending it to your TV via AirPlay,
that's a very good question.
SD is for
noticeably worse.
Right. But I think on an iPad, I mean, unless...
Well, an iPad, remember, is 1024 by 768. Mm-hmm. So it can do natively 720p resolution, and that does look better.
Right.
Standard definition is 480i. So it's that 240p that you see sometimes on YouTube. You know, if you go and look at YouTube, there's a big difference.
It's not as good.
Yeah.
But I think on an iPad screen, you can get away with watching an SD.
I agree.
You know, if you're just going to download an episode
of a
show or
whatever.
You might
be kind of distant from it. So.
But you will definitely notice the difference on your TV. You know, it's really artifacty. And if you're used to HD, I think that you'll say, oh, I wish I would have spent that extra dollar and gotten the bump up because now all I can see is how bad the quality is. If you're not used to HD, I don't know, maybe you can save that dollar a little bit longer. There's plenty of crappy video out there to keep you occupied.
You know what I do? I always buy the HD now.
I do too.
I always buy the HD.
I can't go back.
That's true. Once you get used to that crisp display, it's very hard to go back.
I don't feel that way about 3D though.
No.
HD, yes. 3D, no. I can go back.
3D's unnatural.
It's just not there yet.
It's never going to be there.
Well,
I don't think
never,
so.
Never.
Never.
All right, so we just threw a bunch of information at you. Don't worry if you missed anything. We'll have all of these links in our show notes at twit.tv/IPT. That's the mothership of where all of our content lives. You can also watch our past episodes. You can subscribe to our audio feed. Whatever you want to do, we try to make it as easy for you as possible to watch and listen, to digest our content, our fabulous content. This is episode 60, by the way. So
amazing.
I know. You got all sorts of shows to watch. And we get emails every day from people saying, I love the show. I'm on episode 35. Remember when you talked about that one thing? And I have to go back and look.
No.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I don't remember it. Hey, this show brought to you by our good friends at Citrix who make Go to My PC. What a great iPad app that is. And it's absolutely free, which is very cool. But here's the deal. You got to go to gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter the offer code iPad, and you can try it free for 30 days on your computer. Put it on your computer. Put it on a work computer if that's the one you want to access, your home computer. You don't need IT support or anything. It installs quickly and easily. And now that you've done that, wherever you go on the road, you can log on to any computer, your GoToMyPC account, and you can access your computer from anywhere, Mac or PC. Here's the iPad app. It's so cool. You just log on to your account. It'll hook you up to the computer, and then you are operating that computer as if you're there. And I know it's a little weird to be running Windows on an iPad, but it works. You got the keyboard, you got the mouse, you got it all. You can run any application, send and receive email just like you were at work, access network resources. It is the best way to be able to leave work early, to go on vacation but not get out of touch, to get that slide or file that you forgot, go to My PC. Try it right now. Go to MyPC.com, click the orange Try It Free button, and put it on your computer. Then go to the iTunes store, download, go to My PC on your iPad, and you'll be able to access it. Or PC, Mac, any other computer as well. Go to MyPC.com. Actually, you can go straight through the iPad app to sign up for the 30-day trial. Just make sure you put our name in there for the promo code.
iPad.
I-P-A-D.
That is how you spell it. You are correct, Leo. And then it'll autocorrect to little I, big P.
It does, doesn't it?
That's an
hysterical.
iPad. That's what it does.
Knows.
It knows
it
what
does
we
know.
Want. In fact, it's actually really hard to do it in all lowercase.
It is. You have to go back and do
they
it.
They don't want you to do that because that's Steve Jobs branding stuff.
So what happened in the world?
Well,
we already talked about Steve.
Besides the startling Apple news, I think we have to talk about this whole HP touchpad frenzy that went on last week.
$99.
Did you buy one?
No.
I didn't either.
No interest.
And we talked about this on TNT a little bit where we all said, did you buy one? None of us did.
I do know a lot of people who did.
But we all kind of went, well, should we? Why
it's
is
not too late. HP
so
says that they had a million in the warehouse and that they're restocking. So I don't know if you'll be able to go to retailers like Best Buy and get one anymore. They probably had a limited stock. Mm-hmm. But you should be able to go to HP online and there should still be some $99 touchpads. I don't know. It's sluggish. It's slow. If you play with it, you'll realize why it didn't succeed.
Yeah.
It was the same price as the iPad and in no way better. And in my opinion, if you're going to beat the leader, you've got to be not just even a little better. You've got to be a lot better or people aren't going to even consider you. And so, the iPad really is the king of the crop right now.
For anybody who's like, HP touchpad, what? This is an iPad show. What are you talking about? The whole point was that they dropped the price so low that they brought everybody out. You know, it was almost as if there was a new Apple product
well,
out there.
Well, why not? For $99.
Well, but okay, so do we feel that it's almost like you buy a piece of clothing that you don't even like that much because it's just such a good deal? Is that what's going on?
Yes. You buy that ugly shirt that you'll never wear.
Because you're like, it's
only
$10.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be stupid not to buy
it. I think a lot of people, I think there's two things going on. One, a lot of people wanted to try the touchpad in WebOS. We've sung its praises. WebOS is a great operating
sure.
system. So they thought, well, here's a chance to try it. I mean, $99, it's almost an impulse purchase. Some people thought, well, it's a tablet. It's possible that WebOS isn't dead. In fact, that's the probably the real story, which is that HP may continue to license it. They're just mm-hmm. not going to make any more hardware. So it may not be dead, although you're taking a risk when you buy it. And I think even some people thought, well, I want the hardware. I'm going to put Android on it. And there is a lot of work being done to put Android on it.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever see the iPad system on it. You know what we did learn, though, from this? And I think this is maybe the lesson for iPad users, is that the iPad is so heavily customized to be responsive.
Yes.
To feel right. The chipsets themselves have built-in features for the kinds of things the iPad, they knew they were going to be doing, and doesn't have features like Flash that they knew they wouldn't be doing. And because of that, Apple was able to highly optimize the iPad, and it is a direct experience like no other. HP did not do that with WebOS. And yeah, it runs Flash. It's in some ways more capable, but it's very sluggish, and that's because they didn't take the time that Apple did to optimize it. They didn't control the environment sufficiently to optimize it. And so what you really get is, if you do buy one for $99, what you'll get is a lesson on why the iPad is such a success, I think.
And you all, and I think a lot of people, even though I think there was an article I read where somebody from, might have been Ars Technica, had polled like 50 people, and they all said, no, I'm not planning to resell it, even though they're now up on eBay for like $300, which is very silly.
Isn't that
funny? It's very silly. It's just the way it goes. But if a friend of yours who didn't have an iPad, maybe didn't have a lot of money, whatever, you know, you want to give somebody a cool gift, they don't have a tablet at all. It's like, for $100, if you want a browser
sure.
and the ability to watch movies,
if your friends are ignorant, you give it to them, they'll think you spent a lot of money.
Exactly. Would you like a tablet?
Oh.
Don't pay any attention
Tell
to what
it's an
kind
iPad.
Of tablet
Put
it
an,
is.
Glue
it's
an
a
app.
New one.
Get one of those. I have some of these
Secret.
Apple stickers. Just glue it on the back. You know the Apple stickers that came with your real iPad? Glue that on the back. They'll never know.
They'll never know the difference because they don't
They're
watch
ignorant.
Enough Twit.
That's
so,
right.
Speaking of iPad competitors, we did get a Wayne Longton, who lives in West Auckland, which is the northeast England. So There you go.
There you go.
Send us a video of comparing.
They call it West Lockton, but it's Northeast.
West Auckland.
West
in Auckland, New Zealand.
And it's in Northeast England.
That's what he told me. So okay. I got to just assume that Wayne isn't yanking our chain. But he said, I'm a big iPad fan. I recently got out to try the new, the E-Pad, the E-E-E-Pad Transformer.
Yeah.
See what it'd be like as a learning tool opposed to the iPad because I work in a school.
This is from Asus.
Yeah, exactly. And Chad, you can go ahead and play this video while we talk about it because it doesn't really have any audio. And he says, I have to say, the performance was not even as good as my original iPad 1. And I thought this thing had a dual-core CPU.
Well, but that, you know, this is Android, and that's, I'll be honest, my touchpad, same thing, very slow response.
That's quite a lag. I mean, all he's doing is shifting it 45 degrees.
And this is what I was saying. The iPad is optimized heavily.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just stuff in Android and stuff in WebOS that are, it's just the hardware is not optimized to handle. And Apple, this is why Apple's successful. They really put the extra effort in.
Well, Wayne was shocked and appalled. It might do other things really well.
I love my Android phone. I love my Android touchpad. I use both of them. You just have to accept the fact that it's not an iPad.
Right. So thank you for the comparison, Wayne. Now we know that if you're going to be doing a lot of rotating, Asus is not your guy.
Right.
We also got a duh tip from Carly who says, you know, this might be a super duh tip. I'm not sure. But I just accidentally discovered if you tap the icon for an app while it's downloading, it pauses loading.
I don't know if that
would be useful, but interesting to know. Well, it could be useful.
It could be useful, but it could also, if you didn't know that was going to happen, be very annoying because you get impatient. You tap it and you go, oh.
Well, you skip it in your queue if you're like updating a bunch of apps.
And then you never get it. The day later, you're still waiting to download the app. That's happened to me.
So if you're like, what are we talking about? Yeah, if you download an app, you get your little progress bar. Now, before the progress bar is done, it'll say loading. It'll say installing kind of right at the end. But if you actually tap that icon for the app while it's loading, it will pause the loading. And if you were downloading or updating a bunch of apps at once, it would actually skip that in the queue. So if you were in a hurry and you were like, it's not downloading in the order and
I really want this app. Yeah. You cannot get those apps. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good point.
It could help if
that
you
would
were
be
crunched
useful.
For time.
That would be useful.
Otherwise, yeah, sometimes you can get into this little hole where then when you tap it again, then it starts over.
Yeah,
it's like it doesn't remember that it already halfway loaded.
I don't like that.
So there are some features there, but if it happens to happen to you, then you know what's going on. It's still there. Sometimes you kind of have to like go back and download it again.
Chat room is positing, a number of people in the chat room are positing that the reason that Asus Android EPC rotation was so slow, they said, well, no, it's set that way so you don't accidentally rotate it. I disagree. In fact, if you do it, you'll notice that after you do the rotation, it takes a while for all the icons and widgets to fill in.
Oh.
It's slow. That's not intentional. It's slow.
Well, also, it's like, I can see, that does happen every once in a while where I'll go, no, I didn't mean to rotate.
But you've got
to
lock.
Usually I do mean to rotate.
Right. And you've got to lock.
Most of the time when we do this, we expect it to rotate.
I agree. I don't like it sometimes. It's very easy to rotate because I often am in bed and sometimes it thinks I'm rotating it when I'm just reading it sideways.
But then you can just lock it.
I lock it. And I keep my iPad locked.
I do too.
Because I don't want it to rotate.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like when you first wake up in the morning, sometimes I just I don't want to get vertical.
Do you do that too?
Oh yeah.
And the thing goes whoop, and you
That's
go no.
The first thing I do.
And then it goes whoop, and you go no.
Yeah. To anybody who like walked into the room, it looks like I'm still asleep, but I'm actually reading Twitter.
So pathetic.
Yeah, it's really pathetic. It is. I'm not proud. It's just it's my life.
No, that's what I do too. Exactly.
Dr. Lucian, I think it's Lucian Partial, who's the executive director at the Michigan Council for Exceptional Children.
Wow.
Said regarding episode 9, which was our back to school roundup, the good doctor thought we were a little general, which is true because when you get into back to school apps, I mean,
there's so much.
We could go on all day and we only had an hour. But anyway, he or she?
Lucian would be, it's an E?
Without an E. L U C I A N. I don't know. Doctor. doctor says, you may wish to send a camera crew to the first Educators iPad conference in Michigan on October 21st. Hopefully the conference will present a better example of how the iPad is being used in education, which might not be all that different from, you know, your episode, but it's good to know. Yeah, so if you go to, it's macul.org/other events, down in the October 21st area, there is, in fact, an iPad conference going on in a place called Waterford. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to cover it, but anybody who's interested, especially if you're in the education field, it's definitely worth checking out, seeing who's going to be speaking there, other people who are like-minded.
It's very common now to see iPads and laptops in education.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's, of course, what the Chromebook is going for as well from Google. We know our kids need to learn technology, and the question is, how can you do it inexpensively, easily, lightweight way? And I think the iPad is a great choice.
Me too. Yeah. So if you're interested in the event, we'll definitely have those links in our show notes, and you can decide if it's the sort of thing you'd want to attend in lovely Michigan, no less.
Michigan this time of year is gorgeous.
And it's just going to get more gorgeous as the leaves start changing.
And the snow starts falling.
Drink the apple cider.
Oh, I love apple cider.
I pretend like I've been to Michigan in the fall. But I have friends who are from Michigan who say fall is a really great time to go.
Hey, do you have a lot? Just let me ask. I bet you do. Do you have a closet or a drawer with old gadgets in it?
Oh, Leo, do I ever.
A box?
I have an entire closet filled with these sorts of things.
Your gadget closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gadget closet.
I know people who shall remain nameless, who rent places to put their gadgets. They actually have storage facilities with used gadgets.
Crazy.
In it. That's you spending even more money.
For gadgets you won't use.
For gadgets you'll never use. I'm just telling, you know,
it's like
I tell
an episode of Hoarders.
I basically say, John C. Dvorak, you need, oh, did I say his name? You need to use Gazelle. Don't sell it and don't pay for storage. Go to gazelle.com and get cash for your gadgets. It's really great. If your gadget is worth anything, they'll give you money for it. They pay the postage. What you do is you go and you enter the gadget. Let's say I have an iPod Nano.
Yeah.
One of the old ones.
One of them old Nanos.
Fourth generation. It's that one. So, and you know, I don't use it anymore because I have the new Nano. Is it functional? Yep. No noticeable flaws. It looks like it's never been used. I took pretty good care of it. Got all the where battery works. The AC adapter, that's just the cable. That's that iPad.
And, wow, you have all your cables?
Well, on an iPod, there's one cable. It's the
true.
The USB cable, so it's easy. By the way, notice this graph of the prices are going up and down.
Ah.
It's just gone up a little bit. So they're offering me, that's actually very good for that old iPod 8 gig Nano.
It's like you're paying for a storage unit.
Get money out
get
of it.
Get rid of it.
So here's the deal. Money. See this button that says add to box. So you throw it in a box. You get more stuff, throw it in a box. It doesn't have to be functional. If they can't sell it, what they'll do is they'll recycle it, and they do it responsibly with green recyclers, no landfill, not outside the U.S. You know, it's ISO certified, EPA certified, good. I can't remember the name of the one they use right now, but they use really good recyclers. Their data experts remove all the data when they're assessing the condition of the device, so you don't have to worry about your personal stuff being on there. And it's so cool. You get a check or you get a Walmart card or an Amazon card. I think if you get an Amazon card, they add 5% to the value of the card automatically.
PayPal,
or they'll send you a check. By the way, if you're a charity, they will do a charity page for you. You can do a gadget drive for your cause, your team, or your school. I think Gazelle is such a great solution. I want you to go to Gazelle right now, put together that box, and then I want you to use, when you check out, the offer code. I was just checking over here, iPad Today, one word, IPADTODAY.
Yep.
And we will add 5% to the Gazelle total.
Yeah.
So if you're getting $100, you'll get $105.
I'm selling an old MacBook Pro. Well, I'm gazelling an old MacBook Pro. And with our offer code, it was like another $50.
It's worth it.
Yeah. It's totally
We're giving you
it.
Money.
Exactly.
Don't sell it. Gazelle it. Gazelle, like the African veldt animal of the same name.
Yeah.
Gazelle.
The beautiful gazelle. I would like to see some wild gazelle action on the tundra one of these days. In Africa, not
we
here.
Had someone on was
not,
it Matt
not here
Craig
in the
Weekly
studio.
That we had gazelle action on.
Wow,
yeah,
that is. I wish I would have been there.
We did get an email
from Judy Reagan in New Orleans, who says she is an iPad Today fangirl. Thank you, Judy. She wanted to remind people that the Apple Store online actually sells refurbished iPads.
Oh, I highly recommend the refurbished deals at the Apple Store.
It's a great buy. She said she got a first-generation iPad 1 at the Apple Store. It was $350, 16-gigabyte Wi-Fi, wow. New battery.
So that's $150 off.
Plus a case, one-year warranty.
That's really good.
And I think a lot of people just don't realize it's a whole section. Refurbished, they have like iPods, iPads, iPhones. And, yeah, you can just see down in the left-hand rail, you have a variety of stuff, Apple TV. But the iPads, if you're interested in getting one and you think that the price is a little high, there's so many of you who say you watch the show but you still don't have an iPad, definitely look in that section and see if there's a model that's right for you that's discounted. And Apple's not going to sell a bunch of junk. I mean, it's when they say refurbished, it's like you never really know the difference.
Right.
You just,
well, most cases, I'll tell you the secret about this. In most cases, when you're buying refurb from a manufacturer, I don't recommend it buying it from a store, but when you're buying it from a Dell or an Apple, a high-quality manufacturer, what you're really getting is an iPad they sold. Mm-hmm. That was brought back by the customer, said, I shouldn't have bought this.
Yeah.
Buyer's remorse.
Somebody else got one for me.
Whatever. And. Yeah. But the law requires, at least in the state of California, and I think probably in many other states, once that box is opened, you cannot sell it as new. So they have to sell it on the refurb. So that's what's happening, is that these are new. They're good as new.
Yeah.
Or it's an iPad 1 that they had in stock, and they don't want to sell those in the store anymore. But in most cases, these are not used.
Right.
So refurb might imply that it was used and fixed up. No, yeah. Most cases, these
are
good as new.
It's not going to have a bunch of scratches.
No, they're brand new.
And a crappy
battery. It really is a good deal, actually.
Good deal, yeah. So thank you, Judy, for reminding us. That is a great little tip. A lot of people probably don't know about it, but now they do. We also got a video. I mentioned Afghanistan before we started the show.
This
from
is
Mitch,
neat. This is so
who was stationed in Helmand province of Afghanistan.
Wow.
I think it's like the southeast, very dangerous area, with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, and said, I think you'd find it interesting that the Marine attack helicopter squadrons have been using iPads in the cockpit for about a year. And he and one of his buddies actually made us a video.
Little video.
The audio's a little weird, but you'll see why.
Sign Nancy.
Captain Tim Burke, call sign Breeder.
We're here in Afghanistan Camp Leatherneck in support of combat operations. We fly the AH-1 Whiskey Super Cobra that you see behind us. It's a very narrow aircraft and space is at a premium. Until recently, we've been flying around with at least 3 oversized map packets, which you can see here. They take up a lot of room.
All their flight materials are maps.
About a year ago, HMLA started using iPads, which basically we use to get all those maps onto, as well as anything else that we need. It speeds up the time that it takes to talk to the ground units and figure out where everybody is. That's about it from out here in Afghanistan. Sarah's still working on that iPad pinup calendar.
iPad pinup calendar.
So
we should put
neat.
Little bikinis on our iPads and maybe sell something like that. Thanks, gentlemen.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's really neat.
Thank you so much, guys, for taking the time to make us that awesome video. I mean,
wow.
Our obviously.
Thank you for your service.
And
we
Mitch,
really
by the way, is now home.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So thank you for your service and welcome home.
I occasionally get emails from people. We had an email from another serviceman serving in Afghanistan whose wife was making CDs of our shows.
That's awesome.
So he could listen.
That's right.
It's so gratifying. It's so gratifying. Thank you. And really, thank you for your service. We know you're risking your life and limb for us, and we really appreciate it.
Exactly. Yeah, it kind of blows my mind. Thanks so much for liking our little show. Want to remind you that there are so many ways that you can get a hold of us. We love your feedback, obviously. iPadToday@twit.tv is the email address. You can leave us a voicemail on our Google Voice number, which is 757-504-IPAD, or as Mitch. And his, I didn't catch his friend's name because it was kind of windy there in Afghanistan that day. As they did, send us a video. Try to upload it to YouTube or something. That's what they did, so that you can just send us the URL to the link. That makes it a lot easier for us to play on the show. And thanks again for everybody who writes us and makes videos for us and leaves us voicemails every week. We are really grateful, indeed.
Actually, Craig Mullaney of ShiftKey Software, who's in our chat room, is Houdini7. He does the Twit iPad app, the unofficial,
sure
but
does.
Much beloved Twit iPad app. He says that we have hundreds, because he knows, of subscribers in the armed forces who have that app and watch in the armed forces. So
it's
we
the best.
really
yeah.
appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey, this show brought to you by, we were talking about video applications, the great Slingbox. Slingbox is amazing. If you haven't tried it, please do go to Best Buy or visit slingbox.com and take a look at it. So it's a box, yay big, that you attach, you hook it up in your home theater system. So you'll attach your DVD to it, you'll attach your satellite or cable box to it, whatever input sources you have, and it's got a bunch of connectors on the back for those. They're passed through, so you're not losing anything. Then it goes on to your AV receiver or your TV. So it's a very easy thing to integrate in. Then there's one other cable you attach, that's your Ethernet, so that you put this online. Now that Slingbox becomes a gateway to your home theater. There's a password, so it's secure. And now, wherever you go, you can watch anything you could watch if you were at home. The big game, stuff on your DVR. You can even set DVR recordings. You could watch any show live. It's just amazing. And it's very affordable, very easy to use. And yes, you can do it on your computer, your Mac, your PC. Yes, you could do it on your iPhone or your Android phone. But the best, bar none way to use Slingbox is on your iPad. It's amazing. The quality is fantastic. I'm watching. I decided if we're going to watch something on my home, we should watch the Dish Network's ad because they're not going to mind if we watch this.
No, they sure won't.
And you won't mock me for watching The Desperate Housewives of Jersey City. So this
that would be a good one. You just made up a show.
I did. It's just that easy. Network television. It's just that easy. So you see, I have all the controls. I can watch live. I can record. I can watch a DVR. I can change channels. I have complete control of my home theater system. It's really amazing. And the quality is high def. It's spectacular. Bandwidth permitting. So I want you to check it out. Slingbox.com or go to a Best Buy and pick it up. So actually, let me give you the full URL. Slingbox.com/twit. Put that on the end and they'll know you saw it on iPad today.
That's right.
Slingbox.com/twit. It is like, you got to have it.
It's the perfect partnership.
It is. You got to have
your
it.
Your whole home theater system on this little guy.
It's pretty. I continue to think after the things we just did and the Slingbox stuff that this is really the kind of the ultimate personal TV. It's just the right size. It does so many other things, but it really is like kind of like the ultimate personal TV.
It really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you like a hat?
I'd love
want
a hat. Leo.
You want a hat at random?
Yes. I don't even want to know. I'm just going to wear it.
Don't look. Oh, you look dapper.
Oh, I feel dapper.
That's cute.
I look like a boy.
Do I look dapper?
You know, so every once in a while I think about cutting all my hair off. And this is actually a good way to realize.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a bad idea, Sarah. No.
No.
You don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
How about me? What do you think? If I cut all my hair off and wore this hat?
I think you look young
and
hip.
I was thinking of shaving my head.
You look like a snowboarder.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of shaving your head?
Let's hit the surf, dude. Time to hang ten.
Maybe you should just start doing faux hawks. Let's bring 2005 back. Let's faux hawk it up. Yeah.
You know who made me this?
You're totally, you're on the pow-pow. I don't know what you're doing. You look great. Yeah. 10 years. Who made it?
Kat the Knitter. She does a knitting podcast. Yeah, letsknittogether.com.
I think she may have.
This is my second one. You know why?
Kathleen, is that right? I think she may have actually written us before.
Well, here's the funny thing about Kat the Knitter.
Okay.
She made this for me once.
Yeah.
And then when Colleen, our original chief engineer,
yes,
left us, she
yes.
was kind of the Scotty of the original Twit Cottage. Mm-hmm. She said, Cotton, I'm leaving. I'm going to Google. And I said, you may take any hat off my rack that you choose. And this is the hat she chose. Kat saw that and knitted me another one.
That's so nice.
So she took the right one.
Kat, you're great. I'm just, you know, I'm
hey, dapper
dan. I feel like I'm like in Dick
hey,
Tracy.
Hey, hobo man.
Which is okay. So my AppCap, we actually talked about this last week, but they've released their 2.0 textbook app. This is Inkling. The folks at Inkling, it's a startup in the Bay Area who are making textbooks very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, and this is actually just something that they put together like a book that's an example book that lets you understand how these books are organized in general. So you get the idea before you end up spending a lot of money for textbooks because textbooks are just plain expensive. So this is an app that they put together, which is actually kind of fun. It ends up being about grammar. So I'm looking at the sentence structure era. Yeah, so it's like...
This is really nicely done on the iPad. And that's what the difference between that KNO
yeah.
and Inkling is they really wanted to make it like an app, an iPad app.
Exactly. So they've got video that's kind of seamlessly embedded. If you are, you know, a student or something, and you think like, okay, this is a really interesting, I can go ahead and highlight that. I can add a note to that area to remind myself that this is
important to remember.
Yeah, this is important. That sort of thing. So, I mean, you kind of get the idea that, I mean, you can really, this is important.
Important.
Damn, you autocorrect. You get the idea that this, if this was actually a textbook, this is really going to come in handy. You can go ahead and look at your notes later on.
Oh, that's neat.
What you've highlighted.
Oh, that's nice.
Bookmarks type of
like
a thing.
That.
So if you go, okay, well, that's great, but this isn't really even a real book. So what kind of, you know, what kind of actual books could I buy? If you go to the Inkling store, which is limited because they actually have to go through with all of these textbooks that already exist and figure out how to make them interactive. But let's say I'm interested in Spanish, which is actually really true. I'd love to get a really nice, experienced Spanish book. Publisher McGraw-Hill's, you know, it's the real deal.
Is that 119? What is that?
It's $119.99.
Holy camoly.
It's actually why I didn't buy it for the show, because I was like, well, that's, I mean, I don't want it that much.
Yeah,
but
you need more money for Jersey Shore. Don't waste it on stuff like that.
I've spent like $3 on Jersey Shore.
Yo, quiero, Snooki. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Yeah. Well, she's one of my people. She's a little lady. But anyway, so if you...
only in height.
Right. Yes. No, we don't have that much in common.
She's not
I
that
hope.
Petite. Right.
Right. But you get, it gives you an idea of what you'd be buying. So it's definitely, you know, again, you have like video situations where you're going to hear people speaking in Spanish. And then you have the option to repeat
this is
back
great.
Type of a
this
thing.
This is great. I got to tell you, you know, the Spanish textbook that my kid uses, Descubres, is $100. So you'd spend that much money anyway. This way you get a lot more to it, including that interactive speaking stuff.
Absolutely. And it's a book
for
you don't have to give back, and you can mark it up.
Well, that
really
by the way, that's
own.
The negative, because there's a very brisk business in used
buying
textbooks.
Back. Yes.
So you can often get half or more of the value of the book back. You can't do that with this.
Although they're also giving, because they have relationships with these publishers, a discount. So, like, this book is $150, but you saved $30.
Right, exactly.
So, it's depending on if this really seems like the way that you'd like to lug your textbooks around, it kind of turns into a wash. Anyway, that's Inkling. It's just called Inkling in the App Store, but this is version 2.0 that has more books in the library and just kind of more features. And the app is completely free. And it's cool. I really like where this whole textbook thing is going.
My app cap is also something I mentioned last week as kind of the backup app cap. Are you a good cook?
I do certain dishes very well because I've perfected them, but I'm always looking to expand.
I love reading cookbooks.
Yeah.
At night I will read cookbooks. Sometimes I don't make those recipes. A lot of times I don't. But I just like to. And I think learning to cook, certainly the Food Network has done so well. People watch. They may never make it. I remember when I was a kid, I watched The Galloping Gourmet. And the first thing I ever watched, Tornadoes Rossini, I made it for my parents. It was cool. It's fun. And it is. Television is a video is a very good way to learn how to cook. Mm-hmm. This is called Appetites. It is a video program like the ones we were talking about in which you get actual cooking lessons.
You get friends.
Yeah. This is from Clear Media. It is. Now, this is the only negative. It's $4.99 and you only get a few free lessons. You see all those in-app purchases down there. There are a lot more that you can buy. But which chef do you want?
Rachel. She wants you to pick her.
She really does. She's very aggressive about picking her. So this is Rachel Hutchings, lafujimama.com. Yes, we've already picked you.
Yeah, we picked you.
Now, notice that she has a variety of recipes.
I like those pancakes.
Well, if you want them, it's going to cost you 99 cents. These are the mochi, orange mochi pancakes.
I see. So
now this comes with each cook has one.
My recipe for Fuji pork curry is a great intro to curry making. If you've never made a curry before, it can be a little bit intimidating.
Let me show you an actual lesson because I have downloaded some lessons.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think it was, I don't even know how you're going to say your name. Manushka Guerrier has a mushroom soup with pancetta and truffle. Look, see, she's kind of enticing as well.
Mushroom and pancetta soup with truffle salt is going to warm you inside and make you feel nice and fuzzy, and you can share that if you want with those you love.
I like these chefs. I have to say they have some nice style. So this is
so
what happens.
That's just the intro.
That's the intro.
Okay.
This is the cooking class. Now, you can see the ingredients. You know, you have the recipe.
That's cool.
You can, didn't mean to go all the way back.
My money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can also see the steps, but this is the way I like to do it. You slide it up, and she will step by
truffle
step
salt,
walk you
one
through
onion,
it.
Okay.
Black pepper.
So this is awesome
three slices
because
of pancetta,
sometimes with videos, they're going too fast.
Butter, heavy cream.
Right.
You need to kind of compartmentalize. Let's get our ingredients together.
Right.
I like.
So these are all ingredients. You still have the ingredients list, of course, here, but you have her also showing. You can replay the audio as many times as you want.
Take the long strips of pancetta.
This is technique, which is also, you know, cutting technique particularly, it's so much more helpful to watch a video than to read about it in a book.
Oh my gosh. I have no cutting technique. This is really
There's
helpful.
A lot of technique into things like this. Watch this.
Cut off the ends of the onion and discard.
See, I know this trick already
thinly
because
sliced,
I took a
large
cooking
rings.
Class.
Did you? Well, that's the kind of thing you learn, right?
Yeah.
Parsley chopping.
Turn on heat.
I think this is actually better than watching the TV show on the Food
Network.
Because
you can go at your own pace.
Yep.
Otherwise, you get lost and you're like, I don't know,
yep.
I give up.
And the iPad is a perfect form factor for the kitchen. You use a stand, of course, and but you can touch it as you're cooking and you can always wipe the screen off. I think these are pretty good. So, and these recipes, now I didn't make them, but I do know a little bit about cooking, so I looked at them and I think these are very good recipes. How about some? This is one you'd like, the avocado spring rolls.
Hello.
With cilantro dipping sauce.
Hello.
Doesn't that look good?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, baby.
Half of a ripe
yeah,
mango.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One
this
ripe avocado.
Great.
Isn't this nice?
So
beautifully
the only,
done.
The only thing that's going to turn some people off is that you have to pay for certain recipes.
Well,
but I also feel like that's the way that on-demand video
it is now.
Is going.
They're not expensive. And if you want, you can buy them in a pack.
So
I can download. It comes with quite a few that you could download. But if you want, you can also. Let's see. Let's find one where I. Let's see. I like this guy. He's Irish. Chef Stuart O'Keefe. So here, let's say I want the blueberry cake smoothie. You see it says 99 cents.
Do you ever get up in the morning and you feel a bit tired or sluggish? Now, I love smoothies.
But I get the
I
whole pack for $2.99.
Got it.
So that's
okay.
Six recipes.
I came up with this blueberry
especially if you like this person,
you
think you they know what they're doing.
Well, that's why. Yeah, you should watch the free one first.
And see.
See if it's what you want.
Who's Drake's your fancy?
This is not a dish for the vegetarian. The braised short ribs.
Well,
but it actually looks really good.
I think it'd be, yeah. It would appeal
really
to pretty much
good.
Everybody in the studio except me.
And look how nicely these are shot. I think they're really nicely
I love
done.
This.
They're done for this format. They're not repurposed from television. They're done for the iPad. This is called Appetites. It's an Appetites, get it?
Yes.
With four chefs and a number of classes. And I think they've done a very nice job. So
$5 to get you out the door. I love this.
Yeah,
this
and you
awesome.
Get a bunch of basic recipes, and then you can add more.
That's really cool.
And they
sure
do packs.
They do,
well, they do. This was the summer pack, and they'll do seasonal packs. So if you like the style and you like the chefs, this really could go on and on. And on.
I love this. I hope they do this for all sorts of things, like yoga classes.
Somebody in the chat room says, "Why get this when you get get videos on YouTube for free?" Well, you're right, but the quality of production and the way it's made for this format,
yeah.
I think that's
it's
what
for
you're
people who
for.
Want to take their recipes really seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, I really need the step-by-step. I need to see the pancetta being sliced and so on. That's great. Yeah. Appetites. Well, Leo, we've come to the end of this episode of iPad Today. I'm very sad and forlorn about it, but we will be back tomorrow. Actually, you're not going to be here next Thursday. So,
I'm not.
No.
I'm going to see Dexter.
It, well, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Dexter, the guy,
TV show.
The killer?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a killer?
Have I spoiled something? That's the premise of the show. Everybody knows that. That's probably in like the show synopsis notes. Anyway.
He just said he wanted me to meet with him in a dark alley
well,
in
he's just
Hollywood.
An actor. He's just an actor. Well, that's fun for you. How fun
actually,
that you get to go meet Dexter.
The producer of Dexter is a big fan of this show and of Mac Break Weekly.
Yay.
And he sent me a note and said, would you like to come down and watch a taping of Dexter? So
are you
I'm
going to
there.
Miami? Is that where they tape it?
Well, that's funny because Dexter is in Miami,
yeah.
But no, they tape it in Hollywood.
Oh, well.
They do a lot of location
smoke
shooting.
And mirrors.
They do a lot of location shooting, but if you look closely, you'll see that there's the police station. And
every
stuff.
Time they're in a morgue.
Whenever they're indoors,
in
they're in Hollywood,
yeah,
and then they shoot
thing.
The stuff in Miami.
Well, that'll be fun. I am working on a guest host for next week, and as soon as I have that figured out for sure, I'll let everybody know. My guest host that I'm working on is really awesome, and yeah. It'll be fun, although you'll be missed because one can never replace the Laporte. But for now, we're going to go out to a kind of amazing musical use of an iPad. We've shown some of these before, but you've never seen anything like this. So with that, goodbye, everyone.
Oh, why do we do that?
We don't know.
Are we werewolves?
Yes. Oh.